Most people tending America's farm fields were born elsewhere, yet farmers are having a harder time finding employees following the immigration crackdown. The Trump administration is trying to help by lowering wages for foreign guest workers. But changes to the H-2A visa program for guest workers is drawing fire from groups across the political spectrum. Harvest Public Media's Frank Morris reports.
On a sprawling hay and row crop farm near Belleville, Kansas, three men replace worn parts on a huge green planter. They're Mexican citizens, and farmer Thane Larson appreciates their steady, diligent work.
Yeah, you didn't see one phone in anybody's hand trying, you know, looking at the social media or so. That's what you get, just work, work, work.
Larson hired these men and brought them to his farm after they obtained H-2A visas. He says they're absolutely critical to his operation because farm jobs are hard to fill.
Yeah, it's a frustrating part and why we've had to try and really figure out the H-2A program, because you're not replacing, you know, workers here. They're just filling a void that you can't do. If you're going to be in this business, you got to find people.
Finding people is a huge issue in parts of rural America. That's fueled a fast expansion of the H-2A visa program. In the last two decades, it's exploded from about 50,000 workers to nearly 400,000. It draws people like Jose Reyes, who's worked on Larson's farm 15 years in a row.
Yeah, a lot of opportunities coming to work here legal and send some money to Mexico, support my family.
Larson says he could use a lot more H-2A workers, but he says the system's grown too complex and expensive. He says his total H-2A labor costs, including travel, paperwork, and housing, have risen to about $30 an hour on average. Larson's fine paying that much for valued employees like Reyes, but not for general farmhands. So he was glad when the Labor Department abruptly changed the way H-2A wages are calculated, cutting worker pay.
Absolutely, it needed to be happen, because you could not afford to pay. One size doesn't fit all.
The new rule also allows employers to start charging for housing that they had provided free of charge. For some foreign guest workers, it was a $5 an hour pay cut. The statute requires H-2A wages to be set high enough, but United Farm Workers President Teresa Romero says lowering guest worker pay also devalues American labor.
This is not something that is really taking care of American workers first.
The Farm Workers Union is suing to stop the administration's wage rule change, arguing it undercuts domestic farm workers, especially those without legal status.
What he's doing, you know, the deportations and the wage cuts are a one and two punch. You know, keep workers afraid as you lower their wages.
That describes a woman named Lourdes, who didn't want her last name used because she's in the U.S. illegally. Lourdes says she's long supported her kids working in the fields and greenhouses of eastern Colorado. Now she says those jobs are scarce.
Pues sí, sí, hasta un poco difícil cuando estaba la tomatera, pues.
Back when the tomato season was in full swing, they let a lot of people go, laid them off from their jobs in the tomato fields, because they started bringing in workers with work permits, known as H-2A visas.
Undocumented workers may be the most vulnerable to an influx of lower-paid guest workers, but U.S. citizens could suffer too. John Miano, with the Conservative Federation for American Immigration Reform, says cutting H-2A wages was a gift to farmers at the expense of the U.S. working class.
Basically, it provides a subsidy for employers to bypass the free market. I can go in and go for have a massive pool of cheaper foreign labor that undermines Americans.
Well, the Farm Workers Union and immigration hardliners are pushing back on the administration's H-2A visa changes. Bipartisan legislation in Congress could expand the program. Bills in play would allow workers to stay longer and slow wage growth. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Frank Morris.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains.